Good morning and welcome to Given the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and every Tuesday morning from 8 till 9.30 you'll hear me here on the airwaves with a bit of Italian folk music. Starting off there, of course, with A Corsa from Presente Remoto, one of the newest albums from the wonderful diatonic accordion player Riccardo Tesi, who was celebrating his 30 years of music making with a wonderful album of collaborations with musicians who inspire him and have worked with him over the years. Most of the album is actually his own compositions, but there are also a couple of compositions by his favorite singer-songwriters, Ivano Fossati and Fabrizio De André. And we'll hear a little bit more about Fabrizio D'Andrea as we go on. And today I have a special interview with Mr. Beppe Gambetta. He's going to be playing at the Rogue Folk Club on Thursday night. That's this Thursday night, March 26th, at the St. James Hall, which is 3214 West 10th Avenue at the corner of Trutch. It's in this desanctified church called St. James Community Square. It's a whole bunch of different community events that happen in that space, and the Rogue Folk Club hosts most of their shows there. roguefolk.bc.ca is the place to go if you want to buy tickets online or if you want to find out more information, and that'll be at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So with no further ado, I'm going to play a segments of an interview I recorded yesterday with Beppe Gambetta as he was talking to me while on the road. And he is doing a tour of the west coast of North America, just popping up to Vancouver for the only show he's doing in Canada. The rest of the shows are in the US. It's really wonderful that he can make it back up again. He was here just on a year ago. And anyway, here we'll have a little listen to Beppe's new music from his new album Rendezvous, and also just a little bit of information about the album and about his musical endeavors. Welcome, Beppe Gambetta, to Give Him the Boot. How are you today?
I'm extremely fine and really excited to be over there soon.
Excellent. Where are you now?
We are in Iowa. We are in the Midwest and around Kansas City, St. Louis, the second half of the tour will bring me all over on the West Coast, where I never performed the music of this new project. So we are really excited because soon we are gonna leave and be over there.
Fantastic. So for those of you listeners who are not familiar with this voice, this Italian voice you're listening to is that of Beppe Gambetta, an Italian guitarist, probably best known here and in North America as a flat picker. But he has a brand new album out called Rendezvous, and he's here on the show this morning to tell us a little bit about the new album and also about his West Coast tour. So Beppe, I'm really excited about the new album. I was very happy to receive it in the mail and listen to it. It's very different from your previous album.
Yes, this is a celebration of 20 years on the road. Actually, my career, especially in North America, started when I did this early trip 20 years ago with a tape recorder and my guitar, and I knocked at the door of all the great acoustic guitarists of the time. I knock at the door of, I don't know, Norman Blake, Dan Crary, and Mike Marshall, and David Greer, and John Jorgensen, and many others, and they were so shocked, you know, that an Italian with a tape recorder was arriving at their door. And actually, I was asking them to perform one duet and to bring back to Europe the beauty of this acoustic traditional music, and we did it. I have this first project down on the road that is called Dialogues, and 20 years later I thought to celebrate this moment of my start, the start of my career and of my traveling, by doing another duet album, and with a totally different concept. The musicians are not masters of the guitar that I don't know, but are more people that I met and I collaborated in these last years of my career. Here, and they come from totally different worlds, early music. There is a famous tenor of early music like Marco Bisley, and a famous guitar player from South America, Marco Pereira, and of course also some people from the bluegrass and the traditional American world, like Missy Raine, Jim Hurst, and Bruce Morsky.
Yes, of course. As you know, I'm a big fan of Bruce Malski, and he's actually coming here in May to do a show, which is very exciting. And I did get the chance to watch your DVD, the Acoustic Night DVD, which does feature many of those artists, including Patty Larkin and Missy Raines, and Bruce Malski were just there in Genoa last year, correct?
Yes, actually, is this Acoustic Night now came to the 9th edition, and is a great pleasure for me to invite artists from all over the world to my hometown and tell to all my friends at home and let all of these people play their music and you know. Many of these artists are not really well known in Europe, and it's fantastic to expose all of this new art to this big audience. It's sort of an all-star night, and yes, you should come. You know, it's gonna be on the 7th of May, 7th, 8th, 9th this year.
Yeah, actually, I just was looking on your website to get the information about that, and I thought, May, the beginning of May. Maybe I will make it. You never know.
Yes.
And I see that you have the great Mike Marshall, fantastic bluegrass and, let's say, contemporary bluegrass mandolin player, and also a great guitarist, too.
Yes, actually, I invited Mike Marshall because he's the symbol of this first album of that I did 20 years ago, because he was a good friend already at that time, and because he's coming from an Italian-American family. Actually, his father, the name of his father was Macciarelli. They changed it in Marshall. And so we knew each other for many reasons, and he was the one of the person that encouraged me to come to the States and start my traveling and my activity. So to have him on the show 20 years later is like, you know, to close the circle and to tell about how all it started with a good friend helping you, and so it has a great important value for me.
And so let's listen now to a song of Mike Marshall and Beppe Gambetta from Beppe's album of 20 years ago, Dialogues. This is Siegel's Candy Shop.
Thank you.
it's interesting to see, too, the pairing up with Marco Pereira, the Brazilian guitarist.
Yes, actually, Marco Pereira, for those who are not familiar with him, can be considered the Tony Rice of the Brazilian guitar player, so Mr. Tone and Mr. Taste, if you if you like the to define him, you know, and so is there are some artists that have this tendency to be poet on their instrument, to have a special lyrical and poetical expression, and then he is among the Brazilian guitarists that I know the most poetic person. I follow him since many, many years, and finally is really great to have him on this project. And actually, you know, is fun also to bring this new music of this new project to North America, because it's a change of direction, is a little more intimate, a little more. Also, I am researching a little bit to be a little more poetic and a little less virtuoso, but a little more poetic substance to what I do. That is a really difficult direction to go, but I'm really intrigued to this idea to compose modern serenades or a lullaby. That not so many people are composing lullabies, and we need also lullabies, I think.
Mm-hmm, I totally agree. In fact, well, I think that you could, you know, rest on your laurels that, you know, people definitely in your previous work have seen, you know, what virtuosic guitar playing you have accomplished. So I think, you know, you don't have to worry about people thinking that somehow this new direction is not as good as the old one. I think on the contrary, you know, it's a really nice change to see, and also quite unusual, I would say. I mean, firstly, there's not a lot of guitarists, or there's not a lot of musicians coming from other cultures who are mixing it in with North American, mostly North American, but also, you know, as you can see, South American musicians too, and really trying to come, what I see it is coming together with a type of, not a compromise, but actually just a melding of musical styles. You know.
Let's say a synthesis.
Yes, exactly, a synthesis.
That's right, and let's hear from Rendezvous from the brand new album of Beppe Gambetta. This is a track featuring Marco Pereira, the Brazilian guitarist, and it's a little ditty called Pane, Olio e Sale, something that Beppe says he used to eat as a snack when he was a kid.
Thank you.
So on the new album, there is this great opening track with Paddy Larkin, The Battle of Waterloo. And it's a wonderful track. It's got this very atmospheric sound of Paddy's vocals, almost like a type of wave in the background and with the guitar over top of it. Can you tell me a little bit about that song in particular?
Yes, I was always fascinated by the work of Fabrizio De André, the greatest Italian singer-songwriter and poet, and he one of his important part of his singer-songwriting, he was telling true story of war, to be against the war and to show the absurdity of war. And so I found that in this song of Jim Malcolm, that Jim Malcolm wrote on a traditional melody, I find that this goes really in this same direction, and these are the really poetic last thoughts of a Scottish soldier on the battlefield of Waterloo before dying. And it's interesting how he talks to his wife, his daughter, but also he talks at the end to the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paddy Larkin loved this song, and there are two verses that are referred to a woman, like the verse of the wife and the verse of the daughter. And so it was the perfect thing to divide the verses and leave her sing that two verses. And she added fantastic ideas, not only in the use of the voice in the song and in the second voice, but also she uses the voice to accompany in certain special places the whole song and as a background. And also part of the guitar work comes from her. So she was she is a fantastic artist as a producer. I was fascinated how she has always the right idea to give something extra to a recording. So I'm really proud about this track that I got to do with her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a really nice one.
Spring comes to Kirim, all the world's in bloom. Winter is forgiven now, fooled by April's broom. Kiri, oh Kiri, you were in my aim, till Napoleon's bloody cannon hit the rain. At the mouth of Bonnie's guns. Jenny, oh Jenny, they say dear to me, let me hold you in my mind for a day. For the cold returns in autumn, when the wind rakes the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in the cold bed. As winter begins, I mind Bonnie, it wasn't only you who was broken on the field of Waterloo. Surgeon, oh surgeon, leave me with my pain. Save your knife for odors, or we'll surely rise again. Surgeon, oh surgeon, leave my blood to pour, let it drain into the bitter clay once more. For the cold trees and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves as winter begins.
Hi, my bunny, it was
only you who was broken on the field of Waterloo. Muskets flame for the cold returns in autumn.
For the cold,
the wind that wrecks the trees, and the summer lies forgotten. In the cold bed of leaves, as winter begins, hey, my bunny, it wasn't only you who was broken on the field of Waterloo.
You're listening to Give 'em the Boot, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and you are listening to an interview with Beppe Gambetta, Italian flat-picking guitarist from Genoa. And that was just Battle of Waterloo, a wonderful track written by Jim Malcolm, Scottish songwriter and a member of the Old Blind Dogs, and a wonderful tune with Beppe Gambetta and Patty Larkin on vocals and guitar as well. And that's from his new album, Rendezvous. Allora spero che vi stia piacendo questa intervista con Beppe Gambetta. State ascoltando CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver, sono un po' dopo le 8:30 e questo programma di musica italiana la faccio ogni martedì mattina dalle 8 alle 9:30. Quindi andiamo avanti con questa intervista col chitarrista Beppe Gambetta, che verrà a suonare qui al Rogue Folk Club questo giovedì sera alle 8 di sera al St. James Hall. Se volete informazioni potete andare al sito web del Rogue Folk Club, www.roguefolk.bc.ca. This is the second time you've come to do a solo show. You were here actually almost exactly the same time last year.
Yes, actually, it's really great that they liked my music so much that they invited me just 1 year later. And it is fantastic for me to be back in Vancouver. I feel this town, a big love for this town, because it's incredibly multi-ethnic. It's a great expression of, has a lot of expression of art. And also, you know, my son Filippo stayed in Vancouver for long, and he loved it so much. He always taught me to how beautiful the town it is. So I have a special relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're very happy to have you back. That's for sure. It's always nice to have some Italian musicians pop into town. It's been a while since Filippo was here. I'm gladly, though, I did receive Filippo's new album in the mail just last week. And I noticed, too, I did want to ask you, there is a lovely track on there called Mario. Mm-hmm. And that was written, I understand, for Filippo's grandmother.
Yes, it's written for my mom. That my mother and the grandmother of Filippo was really attached to Filippo. She always followed his career really closely, and when she was already quite sick, we went to her bed, and with Filippo we played this sort of polka that is a quite happy melody, and she liked it the best track of the album. And so Filippo gave to this tune the name of my mom, that was Mario. And And Filippo plays also in my album a track that is dedicated to the same person, to my mother. When she was a little bit sick, she could not sleep, she had insomnia. So I had this idea to write a lullaby for an elderly person. You know, I thought, why lullabies are always for children and never for elderly? You know, also. People of different age deserve a good lullaby, and if you do a lullaby for an old person, you can also be a little bit more complex in the melody, because it's not really just for a child. And so I played this game of writing a lullaby for an adult, and Filippo was a part of this process. He played really a beautiful accordion on it, and we were able, actually, I'm really happy to finish the album with this melody, and also with the sound of a little music box like a lullaby is often performed. I'm not afraid of the dark.
It's just a nice to dovetail between Filippo's album with you playing on it and your album with him playing on it. It's it doesn't happen very often, I imagine.
Yes, we are really citizens of the world, so Filippo is never home. We hear each other really a lot on the phone, but it's really hard to meet in person and to meet also musically, because we are so much on the road. I actually was doing some counts, and I am on the road 270 days in the year. That is really, really a lot, you know. And it's very great to be able to find the little moments when we both are in the same town and we can do this little work together. And it was really good to do it for Mamma Gambetta.
So let's hear that song, the Ninna Nonna, the lullaby for Filippo's grandmother, Beppe's mum, who passed away recently. And you can hear the beautiful guitar and accordion playing again.
Thank you. zacznie się koncert pana Boba Weissmana. How you will introduce yourself to the people? Who are you?
I wish I could remember my name.
For over 20 years, Bob Weissman has eluded the corporate music industry as a solo artist and collaborator with Blue Rodeo, The Hidden Cameras, John Oswald, and Feist & Wilco. Weissman plays the Western Front at 303 East 8th Avenue on Friday, March 27th at 8 o'clock p.m., along with the Collapsing Opposites. For more info, please go to www.front.bc.ca.
I wanted to say, too, on that, the note of the Fabrizio De André comment before, he, like yourself, of course, is from Genova, and he wrote, as I am a big fan of his as well, and many of my listeners will have heard lots of Fabrizio De André's music over the years that I've been doing this show, and you do often choose to do covers of his songs, and there is another one on your new album as well. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the story behind that song?
Yes, this is another song that is not in regular Italian, but is in dialect. And Fabrizio De André was the first artist that around 20 years ago was starting to reuse the dialects. He not only was singing in the dialect of Genova, he was singing in the Sardinian dialect that is also really complex. And because for some themes, for some popular songs, for some ballads, he found that the dialect was more expressive, and it's true. It is really, really poetic to use the dialect in certain songs, and this is the song on the album is called Sinan Kapudan Pasha, and comes from a true story that happened around 500 years ago, and Fabrizio found this on some old books, and there was a sailor from Genova that was during a battle with the Turks. He was captured and he became a slave. And while he was a slave on the galley and in chains, he was able to jump on the rudder and turn the rudder and save the boat from some rocks in the sea. And so he became a free man from one moment to the other. And actually, he was able to become a rich man and really honored man with richness and gold. And so is a true story that has inside a lot of other stories, like the metaphor of the carpe diem. So if you are able to catch the right moment, your life can change for the better. And so is really an interesting song that I played on the album together with a French mandolinist Patrick Vaillant, and that I rearranged in a way to give this sort of this idea of the drum that is giving the rhythm to the slaves on the galley how to roam.
Fascencia galea e sciabre se sganga lunga a me le resta du valea e nure menalo a fortuna in tu meso tu ma e mi pesce tundo che quando vede brutte u vancio fundo in tu meso tu ma che pesce palla che quando vede pelle può venire a galla. E al posto di anni che andeggia neve, se su un pigie gambe le brasse neve, da lua canzone la cantao tambù, e o no se cangio in trappaggio tu. Fugate da fuga, regione
sponcia sponcia un rem finga o pe vugat da vugat turta io e tia tia un rem finga o che è questa la mia storia e t'avevo giù punta po' prima che avevo a me peste in tumorta è questa la memoria d'ussiga ma anci libri de storia sina capodan pascia caro come un tempo de faro una notte con freddo te morde o te giace o te spia o te remorde e o beia se tu pensa a me che e o vede o rince la secca che ci ultimo male beciu salvando che abita un sciaveco amo un bel amore a sfortuna allegri fu cugia in giro a testa tu vedi non amo un bel amore a sfortuna l'embelin cugia in giro a occhi ci vedi in tumulta e questa la memoria d'ussiga ma anci libri de storia si nanca potan fascia e dica a chi me chiama renego che a tutte ricchezze all'argento allo si nanca la show de regia o su già stemmando un numa o posto di segno in tu peso d'umano che è un pesce tondo che quando vede brutte un fascio fondo in tu mezzo di un mare che è un pesce palla che quando vede belle un vegna galla
going to ask you too, just out of curiosity, do you find it's a lot different for you to sing in your dialect than it is to sing in Italian? Does it give you a different sense of the musicality? Because to me it does. When I listen to it, it sounds like it belongs.
Yeah, actually the dialect is how really the simple people was always talking. So if you tell a popular story, you tell it in much more in his reality, and the dialect sometimes sounds much better than the regular Italian because it has some way of saying that are more, let's say, accurate. Mm-hmm. So, and particularly the Genoese dialect has this sound that seems a little bit Portuguese and French, and so it's particularly smooth for to tell a story. So it's really interesting work.
And will you be singing some in dialect when you're here on Thursday in tour?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I always sing in dialect because there is something interesting that happens. You know, if a poetry, a lyric is really intense and extremely poetic, even if the people don't understand every single lyric, there is an understanding about the poetry of the whole work. And it's like, I don't know, when I was a child, I was listening, and when I was really young, I was listening to the first Bob Dylan, and it was really fascinating how I didn't understand one word, and I thought this must be the most poetic lyrics that I ever heard. This is fantastic, and I went to have the translation, and I discovered it was also beautiful, but it was talking to me even if I didn't understand. So it happens this also with the great poets that write in foreign languages.
Mm-hmm. One other question I did want to ask also about a track on the new album is, just to mention that there is this other Italian song which you sing in Italian, but then there's also Daryl Scott singing a verse in English. Can you tell me a little bit about this song? It was written by an Italian singer-songwriter maybe people have not heard of.
It's called Madame Guitar. And for this song, it happened exactly the same that I was mentioning before. I was singing it in a memorial for Charles Sotel, a great bluegrass player. I got to play his guitar, and this song tells about the dialogue between the old artist and his own instrument. And so in this memorial, I got to play this old guitar of Charles Sotel, and I thought, okay, I sing this Madame Guitar from Sergio Endrigo, and I understood that the people, even if it was a foreign language, they really went into the poetry of these lyrics, and so that it was talking to everyone, even if they didn't understand it. So I decided to continue to sing it in my concert in North America, and Daryl Scott was able to listen to it, and he really loved it, and decided instead of doing it, the translation, the exact translation of the verses, he decided to add some lyrics about his own perception and his own perspective of the dialogue between the artist and his instrument, and the love that the artists have for his instrument. So the effect on the album is really interesting. You know, half Italian, half English, like you find it in some albums of Bocelli and Celine Dion, but in the reality, this whole process is not to create a big pop production, but it's just for the artistic aspect, you know, so just for the poetry of it. And I think it's one of the high moments of the album, and is also a tune that I always perform in my recent shows.
Madame Guitar, ti chiamavo così quando amavo e cantavo Brassens e Brel. Le mie braccia hai visto il mondo, ho amato e cantato insieme a te. Madame Guitar, perdonami se dopo tanto e tanto tempo ti accarezzo ancora male e senza fantasia. Ma non è colpa mia, ognuno ama come può, per sempre in un momento. Madame Guitar, con il tempo che va si cancella la storia
di buffoni e di re. Si perde il conto delle cose avute e di quelle perdute per viltà. Madame Guitare, perdonami se tu non andrai con il poeta sotto il mandorlo fiorito a tenergli compagnia, ma non è colpa mia se poeta io non sono, ma solamente un uomo.
First we met, I was only a child, too young to even make a friend. But you were patient, as all true lovers are. I lay my head on your shoulder and you sang, Madame Guitar, Madame Guitar. Pardon my indiscretions, sad-eyed ladies, yes, no's and maybes. Leaving you to only listen to all my song was missing. You stood silent in the kitchen with your heart forever open till my return.
Madame Guitar, tu finirai tra le mani indifferenti di un bambino già viziato a insegnarle l'allegria, o forse per la via con un pazzo disperato. Chitarra mia, Madame Guitar,
Madame Guitar,
Madame Guitar.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow! Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card!
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
I'll also mention, too, there are a couple of Italian musicians who do play throughout this new album, and I do notice that they're also playing at the new acoustic night coming up in May, and that they are Marco Fadda and Riccardo Barbera. Would you like to tell us a little bit about those guys?
Especially when I am in Europe, I sometimes, when I do festivals or big occasion, I play with a trio, and Marco and Riccardo are the two musicians that I perform mostly, and they are fantastic musicians that come from the world of the music and of jazz, and they understand really, really well what I mean with my music, and they fit really, really well in my arrangement. So actually, Ricardo, I have stolen, I steal sometimes Ricardo from the band of my son Filippo. It was Filippo that introduced me to this great musician, and it's really cool. Marco Fada comes from a family from Sardinia. Sardinian musicians have a particular sense of rhythm. They have they have some great feeling for the Mediterranean rhythms, and so Marco is a fantastic percussionist that can move on so many different instruments, and Ricardo plays the upright bass.
Well, that's it's fantastic to hear all about some of these songs from the new album. I'm really excited about seeing you play live again. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Beppe Gambetta, for talking to me here on Given the Boot on CITR 101.9 FM. And I look forward to seeing you on Thursday night at the Rogue Folk Club, which is at St. James Hall. You can get information on the Rogue Folk's website. So thank you again, Beppe Gambetta. That's right. That was an interview there with Beppe. And I'm just going to play one last track from the Rendezvous album, which features Marco Fada on percussion. And I think he's playing a cajon, which is, of course, most associated with flamenco music from Spain. He rightly so is a wonderful Sardinian percussionist, although I believe he was born in Genoa of Sardinian parents, but definitely has that Sardinian rhythm in him. And Ricardo Barbera plays bass throughout this album, and as you know, you can definitely come to see him play on Thursday night, so in a couple of nights time, at the Rogue Folk Club, 8 p.m. doors open probably around 7:15, and tickets are available online. 604-736-3022 is the reservations line if you want to put your name down and then pick your tickets up when you get there. It'll be at the St. James Hall, which is on West 10th and Trutch in Kitsilano. So roguefolk.bc.ca is the info about that. You're listening to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and just finishing up here an interview with Beppe Gambetta, Italian flat-picking guitarist from Genoa, playing on Thursday night at the Rogue Folk Club. And I'm just going to play a track from that album featuring Ricardo Barbera and Marco Fada, and it's called Light in Torraca. Thank you.
parliamo in italiano. Per tutti gli ascoltatori di lingua italiana è un enorme piacere ritornare a suonare a Vancouver con questo nuovo progetto che ha tantissime colori che provengono dal Mediterraneo e dall'Italia, e quindi spero di vedere anche molti amici che parlano l'italiano al mio concerto, e vi saluto tutti caramente.
Grazie mille Beppe Gambetta, ci vediamo giovedì sera al Rogue Folk Club per il tuo concerto.
There we go, that was the end of the Beppe Gambetta interview I did yesterday, la fine dell'intervista con Beppe Gambetta di ieri. Quindi per quelli che siete interessati potete venire giovedì sera al Rogue Folk Club al concerto. Allora, volevo anche dirvi che domani sera c'è un film che fanno vedere all'Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, si chiama Cristo si è fermato a Deboli. È un film di Francesco Rosi basato sul libro di Carlo Levi, un film interessantissimo girato nel 1982, e gratis l'entrata, inizia alle 6 all'Istituto Italiano di Cultura, che è 510 West Hastings Street, Vancouver, nel downtown. Se volete più informazioni potete andare sempre sul sito dell'istituto iicvancouver.esteri.it. For anyone who's interested in going to see a free film at the Italian Institute of Culture, they are showing a film by Francesco Rosi called Christ Stopped at Eboli. It's a film based on a very well-known book by author Carlo Levi. It follows the real-life anti-fascist intellectual Carlo Levi in his forced exile into a small, isolated village in a remote region of southern Italy. And the title from the book was expresses all the sense of abandon, neglect, desolation and human despair conveyed by both the novel and the film. According to local tales, even Christ in his southward journey went no further than Eboli. Beyond that point, not even God dared to go. Released in 1978, the movie received the first BAFTA award for Best Foreign Language Film in 1982. So there we go, the film is from 1978, not 1982. So that is one of a series of films based on famous Italian novels. It's a series of free events that's happening at the Italian Institute of Culture every, I think it's once a month on a Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Again, go to the Italian Institute of Culture's website if you'd like to find out more information about that music and movies and all sorts of cultural events that are always happening. So you are listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's 9:15 here on CITR 101.9. And I've got 15 minutes to go here on the show. And I'll play a little bit more Italian music before, before it's time to end. And at 9:30, though, Third Time's the Charm is coming up with Bryce Dunn. So don't leave anytime soon. Just a reminder, too, if you want to find out anything about the music I've played on the shows, I do put a podcast up that you can listen to anytime, www.citr.ca, and you click on Give 'Em the Boot under the Schedules and Podcasts link, and there's an archive of previous shows with a playlist as well. And on my MySpace page for Give 'Em the Boot, which is myspace.com/givetheboot, you can also find the playlists of previous shows. So has information about the artist, the album, and the song. And you can always email me, givetheboot@gmail.com. I like hearing from people. It's nice to know that there are people out there listening. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. If you've got any queries or questions, you can always call here in the studio too, 604-822-2487. Okay, I'm just going to play a little promo here for one of the other great shows that happens here on CITR.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Άκουσες αυτό το τραγούδι για το λιμάνι της Αθήνας?
Ποιο λιμάνι, ρε? Έχει λιμάνι η Αθήνα?
Το ξέρω, μωρέ, το ξέρω. Ένας Γενοβέζος το έγραψε, που να ξέρει.
Αλλά μπουζουκάκι και ο μπαγλαμάς πρώτα, έτσι?
Και το μπουζούκι και ο μπαγλαμάς. Καλό είναι. Άντε, γεια μας.
Γεια μας.
Che abbiamo imparato quanto poco vale silenzio e parola. Adesso tra parola e silenzio non dovremo più fare la scuola. Adesso che tra sogno e realtà non lo so chi si piazza vincente. È l'ora di ieri a quest'ora nel porto di Atene che è pieno di gente. È l'ora di ieri a quest'ora nel porto di Atene che è pieno di gente. Di gente che è piena di assilli come un pezzo di carne attesa, che ha voglia di tutto e di niente e deve accontentarsi di qualcosa. E tu che disfilatela e la fai come fossi la sposa di un eroe straniero, io che seguo il mio filo sconnesso e chissà se mi perdo davvero. Come gatti mi fanno inciampare gli ubriachi di tante canzoni alla luce di lampade scarse come il vino dei loro cartoni. Il loro presente è un'eclissi giocata tra passato e futuro da una vita che ha sempre voluto da loro un fiasco d'olio e una fetta di culo, da un destino che ha sempre preteso da loro un fiasco d'olio e la fetta di culo. E poi le comparse pagate nel film di rialzarsi e cadere, che inciampano col sole negli occhi, il sole della notte di Atene. E tu che disfilatela e la fai come fossi la sposa del navigatore, io che alzo la vela che posso e non so da che parte tornare. Così, se ti incontro stasera o se sei un'altra è lo stesso, va bene. Non si può mica fare i difficili, è dove splende che vanno le falene. Così ci si incontra stasera nel silenzio delle sirene. Saliamo le scale, lasciamoci dietro che bruciano come candele. Chiudiamo la porta, lasciamo bruciare le storie del porto di Atene.
un brano bellissimo, sempre dal disco di Riccardo Tesi, questa volta invece con la partecipazione di Stefano Bollani, pianoforte, Patrick Vaillant, mandolino, Marco Fada, percussioni, Riccardo Tesi, organetto. E questa cosa qui è stato scritto da arrangiato da Riccardo Tesi, Patrick Vaillant e Stefano Bollani. E allora si chiama Jazzy e viene dal disco Presente Remoto di Riccardo Tesi. E ve l'ho fatto sentire perché, ecco, appunto, Marco Fadda, Patrick Vaillant, anche sul disco di Beppe Gambetta, quel nuovo disco. Quindi è bello vedere come i musicisti si incontrano tra di loro e fanno musica insieme. Allora, io sto per finire qui su Give 'Em the Boot. Sono quasi le 9:30 e io devo scappare, però... non andate via, perché alle 9:30 arriva Bryce Dunn per il suo programma Third Time's the Charm. È musica un po' diversa dalla musica che presento io, comunque è sempre un altro programma di musica bellissima per voi, per il vostro piacere. E allora, per finire invece, un brano che spesso fa Beppe Gambetta in concerto, si chiama La Nuova Gelosia, ma questa volta è fatta, interpretata proprio dal grande Fabrizio De André. Quindi vi lascio con Fabrizio De André dal disco Le Nuvole, La Nuova Gelosia, un bellissimo brano cantato in dialetto. Allora, ci vediamo la settimana prossima, sempre alle 8. Grazie per essere stati con me stamattina. I hope everyone has a lovely week and we'll see you all next week. It's goodbye from me.
Fenesta custa nova gelosia, tutta lucente decenterella d'ore, tu m'ha nascuna nella bella mia, lassa
CITR podcast update number 5.